Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. I'm Alex, joined as always by Jordan. And today we're digging into Lowe's second quarter fiscal 2026 results, reported August 19th. Before we get into it, this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Good disclaimer to lead with, because this quarter has a little bit of everything. Solid execution undercut by some messy competitive dynamics. Should be a fun one to unpack.
Let's start with the top line. Lowe's did $26 billion in sales for the quarter, up 8.3% year over year, but that growth is mostly acquisition driven. Comparable sales, meaning existing stores, only rose 0.2%. GAAP diluted EPS came in at $4.27, and adjusted EPS was $4.40, which included an 11-cent benefit from tariff refunds.
And that 11-cent detail matters more than it sounds like at first. CFO Brandon Sink was clear that even excluding the tariff refund, adjusted EPS beat expectations. So the underlying business performed better than the headline number suggests. That refund wasn't propping up an otherwise weak quarter.
Right, and comp sales broke down interestingly by month. May was down 0.4%, June up 1.7%, July down 1.2%. Some of that swing is just calendar noise. The July 4th holiday shifted between June and July and moved about 75 basis points back and forth.
But the more important July story wasn't calendar. It was competitive. Management said competitors used their own tariff refund dollars to slash prices, particularly in seasonal categories like grills, patio furniture, and live goods. Lowe's chose not to chase those promotions.
Yeah, CEO Marvin Ellison was pretty blunt about that in the Q&A. He said matching those prices was not in our financial plan and wasn't financially prudent. Basically, we can see who got tariff refunds by looking at whose gross margin cratered.
Which is a pretty sharp comment aimed squarely at competitors. But it also tells you something about Lowe's discipline here. They'd rather protect margin than chase a short-term share number in a category they view as transitory. Whether that's the right call long-term is the real debate for investors.
Let's talk about where the strength actually showed up because it wasn't uniform. Lowe's has been leaning hard into what they call the total home strategy, basically diversifying beyond the DIY homeowner into professional contractors, online, and installed services.
And that strategy is clearly doing the heavy lifting. Online sales grew nearly 16%. That's back-to-back quarters above 15%. Pro customers kept growing too, especially small and medium-sized contractors. Home services, the do-it-for-me installation business, also grew. Meanwhile, discretionary DIY spending, think big remodeling projects, stayed under pressure.
One thing that jumped out to me was Milo, their AI shopping assistant. They said it's fielded over 25 million questions from customers and store associates combined, and customers who use it convert at 3 times the rate of those who don't.
That's a genuinely strong stat. It's early days for how much AI tools move the needle in retail, but a 3x conversion lift is not a rounding error. That's a real behavioral signal. Worth watching whether that holds up as adoption scales further.
On the pro side, they've been building out FBM and ADG Foundation Building Materials and Artisan Design Group, two acquisitions aimed at bigger professional and construction customers. But that's also where the pain is right now.
Right, because those businesses are tied to new home construction, which is basically frozen with elevated mortgage rates. ADG is 100% exposed to residential construction, FBM about 45%. Brandon Sink said that pressure is expected to persist through the back half of the year. So Lowe's is investing for a housing recovery that hasn't arrived yet, a bit of a bet on timing.
Which brings us to guidance. Lowe's trimmed its full-year outlook to the low end of its previous range, now expecting about $92 billion in sales, roughly flat comps, adjusted operating margin around 11.6%, and full-year adjusted EPS of approximately $12.25.
And importantly, Management said they're basically assuming the second half looks like the first half. No macro tailwind, no additional tariff refund benefit baked in. Marvin Ellison called that the disciplined approach essentially not banking on things getting better.
For third quarter specifically, they expect comps in line with a full year outlook and EPS down about 7% versus last year. Fourth quarter is expected to be negative too, partly because they're lapping a big winter storm benefit from January and a discretionary bonus payout from last year that won't repeat.
One thing I appreciated is how directly Ellison addressed the consumer health question. His view, the consumer isn't getting worse. They're just cautious, strong balance sheets, real income growth, home equity gains, but nervous about fuel prices, rates, and general uncertainty. That's a more nuanced read than just consumer is weak.
And on capital allocation, they're not pulling back. $3.1 billion in free cash flow this quarter, continued dividend payments, and they reaffirmed their commitment to ADG and FBM for the long run, citing something like $20 to $50 billion in pent-up deferred home improvement demand once the housing cycle turns.
That's really the crux of the investment thesis here. Lowe's is playing a long game. They're absorbing near-term pain in construction-exposed businesses and margin pressure from fuel and transportation costs, betting that when housing eventually thaws, they'll be structurally better positioned than they were in the last cycle.
So, wrapping up, what should investors take away? Total Home Strategy is working where it's supposed to. Pro, online, home services all growing. DIY discretionary spend remains the drag, and a one-quarter competitive pricing skirmish dinged July results, though management frames it as temporary. Guidance came down to reflect a more of the same back half rather than any newly discovered weakness.
And before we sign off, everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
The next real test comes when Lowe's reports third quarter results in November. Worth watching whether that competitive pricing pressure actually fades like management expects, and whether pro and online can keep offsetting soft DIY demand.
Until then, this has been Beta Finch. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
See you then.